Los Angeles backs homeless encampment ban within 500 feet of schools. Los Angeles. The Los Angeles City Council on May 31 backed a proposal by five council members to amend the city's law against homeless encampments in certain areas of the city to extend to within 500 feet of all schools and daycare facilities. The ordinance already restricts sleeping and encampments within 500 feet of schools and daycare facilities after each individual location is approved for enforcement by the City Council. On Tuesday, the council voted 13-2 to have the city attorney prepare an ordinance amendment to prohibit sitting, lying, sleeping, or storing personal property within 500 feet of any school or daycare. The amendment will need to be approved by the council before going into effect. The motion for the amendment was introduced by Council President Nuri Martinez and Councilman Kevin De Leon, Curran Price, Paul Krikorian, and Joe Buscano during the meeting and was not on the council's agenda. Martinez said Los Angeles Unified School District Superintendent Albert Carvalho, who took office in February, contacted her office saying that teachers, principals, and parents had reached out to several schools concerned about encampments. "I've seen elementary schools with conditions that none of us as parents would find acceptable for children. Individuals with mental illness, some of them absolutely unclothed, shouting profanities in the listening ear of children," Carvalho said. He added that he was concerned about the trauma and long-term, short-term repercussions impact on the psychological, cognitive development of children. The superintendent told the council that he was speaking about the issue as someone who has experienced homelessness himself when he was 18 years old in Miami, where he slept under a bridge. "This is coming from someone who understands the experience, has lived the experience. I understand the plight. I understand the fragility of the human condition. That's why I feel I have a voice on it," he added. Councilman Mike Bonin, who also has experience being unhoused, and Councilwoman Nithya Raman voted against the motion to amend the ordinance. "We don't have a system in place right now where we have adequate numbers of shelter beds. We don't have our street strategy actually fully resourced. We don't have outreach workers that go out with our Care Plus to make sure that people are noticed and adequately informed about cleanups," Raman said. "None of the other structures that we need to have in place in order to make this city's response to homelessness an effective response to homelessness are currently in place right now. And the results of that are sadly too visible on our streets." Bonin reiterated concerns he had when the council approved the ordinance last year, saying, "We're spending a lot of time defining where people cannot sleep. Where can they sleep? Los Angeles has an opportunity to either end homelessness or to try to make it less visible, and I think we're too often focused on ways of making it less visible," Bonin added later in the meeting. Bonin and Raman also voted against approving the ordinance last summer, which modified the city's previous anti-camping law and Municipal Code 41.18 to prohibit sitting, sleeping, lying, storing personal property, or otherwise obstructing the public right-of-way in several areas of the city. Those areas include within 2 feet of any fire hydrant or fire plug, within 5 feet of any operational or utilizable entrance or exit, within 10 feet of a loading dock or driveway, in a manner that interferes with any activity for which the city has issued a permit or restricts accessible passage as required by the Americans with Disabilities Act, or anywhere within a street, including bike paths. It also protected the public right-of-way within 500 feet of a sensitive facility which included schools, daycare facilities, parks, and libraries once the council passes a resolution to designate a specific area for enforcement, posts signage, and gives notice of the date the ordinance will be enforced for the area. "I just don't believe that any preschooler or any students walking to school or walking home should have to deal with these large encampments in and around their schools," Martinez said Tuesday. The ordinance also prohibits encampments and sleeping within the following areas: up to 500 feet of a designated overpass, underpass, freeway ramp, tunnel, bridge, pedestrian bridge, subway, washer spreading ground, railroad track, or where lodging unsheltered or in tents is unhealthy, unsafe, and incompatible with safe passage. Up to 1,000 feet of a facility opened after January 1, 2018, that provides shelter, safe sleeping, safe parking, or navigation centers for persons experiencing homelessness. The ordinance also allows the city to prevent encampments for a period of no longer than 1 year in areas that are deemed an ongoing threat to public health or safety. Death or serious bodily injury of any person at the location due to a hazardous condition. Repeated serious or violent crimes or threats of serious or violent crimes, including human trafficking. Fires at the location. People who violate the ordinance face an infraction or citation, but a person who willfully resists, delays, or obstructs a city employee from enforcing this section, or who willfully refuses to comply after being requested to do so by an authorized city employee, can face higher fines and a misdemeanor charge, according to the ordinance.